I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, how a Wall Street Journal reporter gets nailed by the NCAA's illicit crockery enforcement unit and lives to tell the tale. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Well, the NCAA has been a crock for a long time, yeah, so I'm not surprised by this.
Now we don't have to run that story. The punchline is already there. For the past couple of weeks, you've been flying around the country in search of the perfect NCAA tournament basketball game. Did you find it?
No, but I found a lot of really good ones, especially the Midwest Regional last weekend, which featured two great games in the semifinals between Michigan and Tennessee and between Kentucky and Louisville, and a great, great final between Michigan and Kentucky.
Since we last spoke, the baseball season has gotten underway.
No!
Oh, yeah, it got by you again. Any storylines that you are determined to watch as the long and winding road of the season unfolds?
Well, one of the really terrible ones, of course, is that we have to pay attention to the Yankees again, they having retooled practically their entire team in the offseason. I'm going to be interested to see if Miguel Cabrera can earn his money with Detroit, since nobody in the world could earn what Miguel Cabrera is making for the Tigers.
Which is $250 million.
Yes, I don't think anybody out there can earn $250 million, but I'm willing to be proven wrong.
The Boston Red Sox visited President Obama this week. That's what happens when you win the World Series. And David Ortiz took a selfie with the president. Good, clean, innocent fun at the White House, right?
No, he got paid to do it. He's got an endorsement contract with Samsung, and there we are.
See, that's the problem with radio. The selfie wouldn't earn me anything.
You could do it, though. You could try. If you could scam some money out of Samsung and share it with me, that would be great.
As we discussed last week, the Eagles released talented receiver DeSean Jackson allegedly for his off-field connections to gang members. Now the NFL Players Association is investigating that. I thought the NFL teams could cut players at any time for any reason. Am I wrong?
Well, I think given the nature of the standard NFL contract, you're probably right. But the NFLPA is right to investigate this one because it sounds like basically it was done on pure innuendo.
The College Athletes Players Association sent a delegation to Washington this week in order to discuss with various congresspeople why Northwestern's college football players should indeed have a union. I wonder if they convinced Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander that unionization of college football players wouldn't, quote, destroy intercollegiate athletics as we know it, which is what he claimed it would do.
First of all, I think you can convince either of Tennessee's senators of anything positive coming from any unionization drive whatsoever. But no, I don't think they will convince Senator Lamar. Unfortunately for the NCAA, the system is coming down, and it all depends on how hard the landing is.
For the record, I assume Senator Alexander thought that destruction of intercollegiate athletics as we know it would be a bad thing.
I was about to point out that, I mean, he says this as though it were a bad thing.
The Federal Office for Civil Rights has launched an investigation into how Florida State handled sexual assault allegations against quarterback Jameis Winston. What's the necessity of this investigation?
Well, obviously the Office of Civil Rights is dissatisfied with the fact that no charges were preferred in the original investigation. Their standard of proof is a little bit looser. You can commit unlawful sexual harassment under Title IX even if they don't have evidence of a criminal violation. Basically, they're saying in a nice, polite way, they think FSU's investigation was a whitewash and they want more information.
The Masters Golf Tournament begins on Thursday. Tiger Woods will not be there. He's out after back surgery. So does anybody watch?
I think some people will watch. I think fewer people will watch. But according to some marketing people, it's a good idea because it will raise the profile of other brands. You know, you may not know that golf tournaments are now contested by brands rather than actual human beings.
Has it affected ticket prices as well?
Well, apparently they're going to be a little easier to get, at least according to the scalper, ticket brokers. It's a strong ticket, people are saying. It's still in demand, but people go just because it's the Masters now and not because they want to see Tiger.
Members of a lacrosse team from Penn have been accused of breaking up a bar on Saturday night. Charlie, just another story about a boys' night out?
No, it's just another story about a girls' night out, Bill. Oops. This is the Pennsylvania women's lacrosse team, which has been engaged in, according to people at the bar, quote, absolutely deplorable behavior. The bar owner complained that the team members intentionally broke the facilities, including a light fixture. They stole a bottle of liquor from the bar, tried to steal a six-pack of beer, and then they claimed that they smoked marijuana in the bathroom. Worst of all, they only tipped 4% on a $1,300 bar tab.
Oh, man. Finally, Charlie, Derek Jeter's season-long farewell tour is off to a fine start. The Houston Astros presented the retiring Yankee shortstop with a pair of cowboy boots, very fancy boots featuring the Yankees logo and Derek Jeter's number, and he also got a cowboy hat, and he got a set of golf clubs, and I wonder if Jeter already had a set of golf clubs.
Well, I think he's going to wind up having a lot of set of golf clubs. In fact, I think that Derek Jeter is probably going to have to build another wing on his house because there are a lot of teams in baseball, and they're all going to want to say goodbye, and they don't all have very good imaginations.
I want to see him try and play short in those boots.
I want to see him wear the hat. I want to see him wear either the boots or the hat ever in his life.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and of course he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.